Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos, and welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I am Chris Welsh. That is the Bogman, the arch nemesis of Swamp Thing. Years and years, this battle has raged on behind the scenes, in the shadows. You guys have not seen it happen, but it is going on. Who will win? No one knows. Bogman versus the Swamp Thing. Bogman, you have breaking news look on your face.
It's football news, but Deontay Johnson just got traded for Bryce Young. So kind of a big deal. But okay. Yeah.
There you go.
I love that deal.
So you can be excited about that. All righty. Today on the episode, we have breaking news for you. Not in the football world. Yes, you saw it in the description. Not only is it Draft Forum, it is Scott White. Scott White is on the podcast, CBS Fantasy Baseball Today. And you go, what's the big deal with that? Scott doesn't do guest appearances. And we're actually going to talk about that. Would you like my Seinfeld?
Yeah, I mean, out of nowhere.
I didn't even have like a reference for Seinfeld or anything like that. But you don't hear Scott on other shows really ever. And nicely, we kind of talk about it. And he's like, I've done a couple recently. But then when you figure it out, there's no fantasy ones. Oh, yeah. We got Scott White in the ITL chair. That's right. So get strapped in and prepared. Draft Forum is what I just said. We are preparing you guys for the season. This is the final do's, don'ts. There's some cool specifics, some crazy stuff. It's, you know, like sleepers. We're going to do all those things. It's kind of a full draft preparation from Scott White. And I didn't realize this, but this is the first time you guys had ever spoken before. You guys had never like done anything together, because Scott was like, I don't think we've ever met, to Bogman. I think we did
one show together, but it was way back in the day. Like before you were on CBS, we were on Skype, so we didn't see him. Maybe I'm mixing that up, but really? By the way, it wasn't for Bryce Young. I don't know what this trade is. So
yeah, it was not the quarterback. I was gonna say.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, what's happening? But it said a new weapon for Bryce Young, not for Bryce Young. So I don't know what that was.
So it's exponentially worse.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. Okay. But Scott White. I think we did one show way, 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 way back in the day. May have been somebody else from CBS, but I thought it was him. But it was cool getting to finally talk to Scott White. I feel like I've known him for a long time just because I have listened to him so often with you. So it was really cool to sit down and kind of, you know, take a crack at trying to get inside his brain.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to see it because I've done lots of shows with him, and Scott's a funny dude. So we have Scott on the show, and you don't. None of you do. You don't have Scott White. We've got Scott White here. So it'll be fun. We're going to do the draft forum. There has been some stuff going around baseball, but I will say this. I have a tip for you. Are you ready for a tip? This is a life tip from the Welsh. I have 40 years under my belt. By the way, it's going to be 41 in a month.
Ooh. I know.
Almost a month, a little over a month. So I can't provide all the best things. I try to provide the best baseball information I possibly can, and prospect stuff and whatever. Can't all be bangers, but I'm going to give you a great piece of advice. Are you ready? And this is to you too, Bog. It's not like rhetorical to the audience. Are you ready?
Sure.
Don't under any circumstance, tweet anything about Trevor Bauer. Just remember when we did, we did the Harry Potter thing, the he who shall not be named or whatever, the Voldemort type of thing. It's a better idea because I was out. I happened to be at the Dodgers facility when the Asian Breeze travel team came into town with Trevor Bauer to face Dodger minor leaguers. And it was a circus, absolute circus over there. We had found out that there actually weren't supposed to be like cameras, and there were a gajillion cameras.
How were they planning on keeping cameras out?
Well, I guess like Bauer's team, the Dodgers, like, don't bring your camera. Cause you know, cause he does content. Like everything he does is kind of, this was content. This whole thing was content. And they told him apparently not to bring it. True, not true, whatever. There were just like a gajillion cameras, and there was pub, and there was people, and it was a frenzy. So I'm there and I watched it, took videos. It's interesting in a baseball world perspective. It is. Some things are better to keep to yourself because like, it's fine. Whatever. He's the worst human being. He's a monster. He is being railroad, whatever you think. I actually don't care what any of you think or anything like that. But I got the full ride experience because I don't do engagement posts. I'm not an engagement person. There's a lot of people that do that. I'm looking for post engagement. They're like, oh, hey, you know, what's your favorite pitch, you know, or something like that, or name this, or here's a thread, or here's something that's going to push buttons and going to get engagement.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I don't work in that engagement world. Some people like to chop it up with controversial stuff and let's get some anger and let's have some mud slanging and stuff like that. Listen, I'm a mud person, but I don't like to slang. I'm not interested. It's not good for my mental well-being. And I think I forgot that him, Trevor Bauer, that it is like a four-letter word. It elicits this thing, but it elicits it on both sides.
Because
I had this hilarious thing. We don't really need to talk about anything else. Like
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
You know, he had his tweet where he was like, you know, oh, it's just great to still be one of the best pitchers in the world and prove it. And it's like, he wasn't. I watched it. It was not, did not look like one of the best
pitchers.
Didn't
you just say he pitched against Dodgers minor leaguers?
It was minor leaguers. Andy Pejas absolutely looked like he took the most pro at bat versus him and got a hit off of him. Diego Cartaya is no longer a good prospect. And he swings through everything and he walked Diego Cartaya. That's not an easy thing to do. But I would also admit in the same breath that he definitely is a pitcher that could be pitching like still for a major league. And that caused a God. I posted something in the ITL Army room, people, blah, blah, blah. Just so I think I just completely forgot of what it brings out. And I saw it literally. It was like back to back comments on the video. One of the videos blogs of Pejas getting the hit. One person was like, absolutely S'ing all over me. Yeah, essentially, I'm a garbage human being for
you're promoting Bauer by posting a video about him
by being there and recording.
Couldn't be about Andy Pejas at all. It was definitely about Trevor Bauer.
So I'm a horrible human being for doing that. And then in the other respect, the guy was like, he's like, be brave and say how you really feel. Be a trail. I was like, I almost deleted everything. I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. So I've done a lot of cool stuff in baseball and minor leagues. This year alone, I've been around a lot of cool players and seen a lot of cool stuff and gotten information. This was just something that was like, wow, this is so uniquely different and weird. Every element of it is weird. People were cheering. People were like, yeah, Bauer. And I was like, what? It was all weird on every side of it. And then I tweet something out and it was just like, I was like, oh, I need to.
Well, everybody has to have a team now. Welsh, it's where are you on this? You have to, there's no apathy anymore. You can't not care. You have to have, well, where are you on this issue? I don't care. What do you mean?
And if you're not this side, you're awful. And if you're not this side, you're awful. And it's just I don't know. Like the guy definitely has some baggage. He has some bad stuff that's looming around him. But like I wasn't.
He was a scumbag before this stuff.
We hated Bauer. I mean, how much?
We are the OGs of hating Trevor Bauer. No one out there can say that they hated Trevor Bauer
before us,
unless they went to like high school with him or something.
Or they went to UCLA or their goal.
They were teammates of him or whatever. Like we disliked Bauer from the beginning of his reign in Arizona. That we disliked him from the jump. So
I am definitely disillusioned of like, oh yeah, I shouldn't even talk about it because there's no middle ground to anything. It was either I was a scumbag piece of garbage or I was a trailblazing truther, and I am none of. I record some baseball stuff and I like to talk about it.
You suck, Welsh. Unbelievable.
I do suck. I absolutely do. So just letting everybody know that I suck and I'm horrible and a bad person. Speaking awful. Of someone that does not like Trevor Bauer, Gerrit Cole, they hate each other, as I'm told. Gerrit Cole
makes me like Gerrit Cole more.
Well, Garrett's going to have some time to think about it. Apparently, we still don't have the information. We recorded with Scott thinking that we were actually going to get the information today. And I was a little bit worried. I was like, God, we talked about it kind of a lot and we're probably going to get the stuff and it's going to be, it's going to be so irrelevant. We still don't have it, which makes it more worrisome. It's actually more, they're not willing to give more information. And the words that came out were they wanted all the people to get all the information to make the decision.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That sounds ominous. And I will stick to, I say it in the interview, but you know, I think Blake Snell's getting a call, but there's also a rumor floating around that the Yankees have made a call re-engaging the Dylan Cease stuff. All of that does not feel good. This Gerrit Cole stuff, it feels like it's going to get like really bad.
Yeah, I hope not. But like you said, it's just never a good sign when you're not saying what it is. All you're saying is he's probably not going to be available for opening day. And then immediately engaging in trade talks with the White Sox for Dylan Cease again. And we've heard these Blake Snell rumors cropping up again.
Rumor, I want to say. But
okay, sure, it was rumor, but I don't know. It sounds like there's smoke to that fire. I'm not saying there is. You know, but if the Yankees aren't coming out and saying they have engaged and it's just sources or whatever, then sure. But
I guess
I don't know. I'm with you. It doesn't sound good when you have to bring everybody together to make a decision about it. You know.
Yeah, I forgot that this is the source. By the way, I completely forgot about this because Fox Sports did report it, and it's
imbalanced.
But well, careful. But
just kidding, everybody. I don't know.
Bob Nightingale is the one that said it. So
well, then it's not true.
That means Dylan Cease is signing a contract extension with the White Sox. So yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen, but Bob Nightingale says that the Yankees have already made a new, he actually said they've made a trade proposal to the White Sox for Dylan Cease, like a new one. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
Definitely has not happened, and they're not interested in him at all.
So I assume in the next 24 hours, Bachman laughed. I don't know if anybody heard it, but the cat feeder.
I mean, it's like you only want to do shows with me when that feeder is going to go off. So
I'm going to get so mad now because anytime we record, that cat feeder goes off and it's when there's silence.
I mean, I let you pick the time. I said, I'm available all day, whatever time you want to record. I am available anytime for you. And you're like, let's record right when the cat feeder.
I don't know what time. Time change just happened. It's all different now. Oh, 2 hours late. Yeah. Oh man. If they don't release the news and a Snell or a Cease thing happens, I'm going to assume it is bad. But I wouldn't be surprised if they coincide. Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised if Yankees brass doesn't want to release the Cole information until they have a new pitcher locked up so they can kind of lessen the blow. It's similar to, I worked for a sports radio station long, long time ago, and the Phoenix Suns, a basketball team, they had like the 13th pick, and they knew they were trading the pick, and they had this giant draft party at the stadium. We were out there, radio station, everything like that, and they traded the pick away, and everyone's like, oh, and then Robert Sarver brings out Amari Stoudemire, and they're like, don't worry, we have your first round pick. And Amari was coming back from an injury, and everyone's like, oh, and they just like mask this garbage by bringing out and parading somebody.
Amari's supposed to be there the whole time. He shows up late and they're like, just look at this. Yeah. He's your first round pick. He's so good.
That was their sell. I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not saying it's happening, but I wouldn't be shocked if within like a 24 hour or exact time period, whatever that news is, assuming it's bad, coincides with the Yankees making a move so it can lessen the blow of everybody, every newspaper focusing on, oh my God, we lost the Cy Young winner, blah, blah, blah. We don't know. We might not. Everything might be okay. But Scott has got a plan for you. Scott White has a plan for you, at least from his perspective on where to take him. And I do set the stage for the easy stuff is like, if he's okay, he's okay. If it's Tommy John, we know how to deal with that. It's the middle ground. And we talk some about the middle ground with Garrett Cole. So that's what we're going to be doing here. The only other thing to really, the other big piece of news, I mean, you have JD Martinez that's talking with the Mets right now. We might see something there. But the Padres announced that Jackson Merrill is going to Korea. So they didn't say he's our starting center fielder, but the implication is he has made the opening day roster and it will be as the center fielder. So good on him. And he hit a homer today as we're recording this. So Jackson Merrill, I'm going to talk about him tomorrow on Fantasy Pros Fantasy Fest.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
podcast. If you guys want to check that out, you can check it out live. It's actually be today, I guess, as you're listening to this, 4 p.m. Eastern to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Pros YouTube, youtube.com/FantasyProsMLB. You can watch it live, or you can watch all the segments pre-recorded. We got Scott Pianowski, Eno Saris, Chris Towers, Frank Stanfill, and...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
This little beautiful gentleman right here, Scott Bogman, in a live mock draft. Hello. That's going to be beautiful. So you guys right. can check that out. But
Kelly Kirby and I were fighting over picks.
Earlier. You stole her pick. She had the wheel, and then they had to do a new draft, and you stole her pick.
Mine? I didn't know that. I wasn't. The whole reason we had to do a new draft is because I wasn't in there. I'm in there now. So.
Yeah, he didn't. Joe didn't send it to you, but we have a bunch of cool stuff that's going to be in line with it. But we're going to be talking prospects, and I got a little note I'm going to throw out on Jackson Merrill because I felt that this is going to happen for some time, and I've had him on my top 300. I put him on my top 300 prior to the news. So him being the center fielder, I think, makes him a super sneaky bet for the future. So I'm pretty stoked about it. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to get a new bat in there and to get. One of these prospects up. The Padres window is closing rapidly.
Yeah,
I would say so. You know, there's no reason to not bring this guy up. You lose Soto, get another big bat in there. Don't know what they're going to do about losing Snell, but such is life.
Such is life. One cool thing that we're going to be doing, like I said, is we are going to be breaking down kind of the approach of everything that you can take for this weekend. We have done so many episodes. So I would also just harken back to checking out the podcast feed. If you're kind of jumping in, what do you guys need to know? We have done ranks analysis. We have rank based episodes. We have done mock drafts in every different format. We've talked with guests. We've done sleepers. We've done a lot of this stuff. If you want to go back, take a listen to these episodes for your preparation. I've done videos even on where to draft. You know, we did like, what's a good spot to be drafting from? I love four. The wheel is good. You know, if you don't have one, we've done a lot of this prep. So this is kind of the final pickup stuff. We've got some good do's and don'ts from Scott. We've got some sleepers that are going to be in there. We're talking Garrett Cole. We're just kind of talking through the gambit, prepping you for this final bad boy. So I think you guys are going to dig it. Also want to remind you to go check out Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code ITL. When you do, promo code ITL, get your deposit matched, I believe up to $100 on Underdog, which is pretty sweet. You guys can get in. I just did a dinger draft for Underdog over on Fantasy Pros. You actually can watch it if you guys want. Joe and I did. If you want to see what that's all about, the contest ends at the end of March. So get in $10. You get your deposit match. You do the $100. You can get into 10 dinger drafts. You can do some season long pick'ems and more. Go and check it out. Underdog promo code ITL. Do it today. All right. I'm ready to not talk about anything that people are going to hate me for. I think people are going to love us now, right?
All right, let's talk about Bauer some more. No?
Nope. Let's talk about Scott White. Scott White's a much better conversation. He's going to make everybody happier. So let's do it. On the other side, Scott Bogman, Scott White, my Scots, the Scots of my world, and me, we're all talking Draft Forum 1.0. Here we go.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Me.
Draft Forum 1.0. We bagged ourselves a big one, Bogman. That's right. The analogy we used was the Charizard of Pokemon. We really should use analogies that I know, that I have like any information about, because I don't know if it's good. But here's the deal. My dear friend, Scott White, we got him. That's right. Scott White, who you hear on CBS Fantasy Baseball Today, but you don't hear on a lot of other podcasts because, I don't know, I like to think that I'm special. Scott White, welcome to ITL, my friend.
You are special. That is why. In fact, what was the response I actually sent you when you texted me asking if I would come on?
You responded very quickly too. You said, because it's you. So everyone should know that Scott literally said it was because I told somebody I was doing a recording and I was like, oh, I have to do this recording tonight because they asked what I was doing. And I'm like, I got Scott White on. And I'm like, absolutely abuse my friendship. Though I didn't beg. I just like, here's the deal. Like, Scott is a busy man. I understand the plight of what you deal with because there's a lot going on. CBS Fantasy Baseball Today is the prominent fantasy baseball podcast. And you do a lot of your work at night, and there's a lot that goes into it. And there's just so much to consume. A lot of people think like, oh, you get on podcasts, you start going. It's like, no, man, like you're watching the games. You're doing the study. The show sheet is the most daunting thing on the planet. The CBS show sheet. All you have no idea. It is mind blowing, the sheet. And then you have to like process and work through the sheet. So I say all of that to say there's a lot going on in that. So I understand why, you know, you wouldn't be out there a whole bunch. Plus, you know what? You know, you've kind of built your empire, Scott, and you don't need to do a lot of those things. And I think, you know, you definitely want to like, you want to be comfortable in those spots. So I like to think that I've gotten into your good graces, that you feel like you're in a good, safe space, and you know, we'll do right by the show. Does that all sound about right?
That all sounds about right. I would add that, like, I consider myself to be a fantasy baseball writer first. And like, if you're dividing up how much time I spend on I don't know, maybe most people listening know me from the podcast.
Yeah.
You divide up the time I spend on that versus the time I spend on writing. It's not even close. It's like 80-20 writing, you know?
But once you've done the writing, you can do the podcast easy, right? That's
the writing is usually like your show prep.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I mean, there is separate show prep, particularly in season. Just going through the games every night is 90 minutes, 2 hours leading up to the podcast. But yeah, the writing definitely helped. The research portion of the writing and kind of like structuring my arguments, that's a big part of it.
The point is, if I would have asked Dikembe Mutombo, absolutely. But Welsh asked. So here we go. I love it.
Like when I look back on if you look at the totality of like my podcasting career and stuff, and you go and look, it's like, who have I done the most shows with? Bogman's easily number one. Number two is going to be Pizapia, but three might be Scott White because of that those 3-4 months of the CBS stuff. And then the year, you know, of doing the once a week and then sometimes multiple. Scott White's probably number three. So top three of the people I have podcasts with, Scott lives in that world, and we've built a really good relationship, but it's fun. And I love asking too, because I get you on, because I was asking like, how many podcasts have you done in the last like 2 years or year, whatever. And you're like, I could probably count it on my hands. And then I was like, it was like the last one. And then you realize you were like, from a fantasy perspective, not really anywhere else except for Fantasy Baseball Today for at least some time. So I like to think this is like a special occasion that we have you out of your element. We have you vulnerable, right?
Yeah, I did PitchCon. I don't know if that counts.
That kind of counts.
Who didn't do PitchCon, right? There's severe FOMO there if I don't do PitchCon.
It's true.
I don't know. There may be some I'm forgetting, not to like downplay this and how special you feel by it.
Yeah, please don't.
There may be some I'm forgetting.
Okay. Well, and a good thing too, away from us. Yes, you did the right thing too, because I set you up in this space where you could have been like, hey, listen, like I'm an accessible guy and I like to do podcasts, because then you'll get the flood and then you get to be the bad guy. Yeah. But either way, very excited to have you on. Glad to get you out of your element a little bit. Really, the only question is, did you prepare any Valentine's Day poems for us? That's
not
really what
today.
We wanted for now.
Now, if you've checked the calendar recently, we're a long way from Valentine's Day.
But I don't know if you didn't pay attention to the fervor that you caused with the Valentine's Day episode, which I was lucky enough to be a part of, because we were talking off air. The love in the ITL space of everything, of what you did, and then my reactions to it, because I really wasn't prepared. I kind of forgot, because I had done, that's actually, I think, the third Valentine's Day episode I've done with you guys. But I kind of forgot like where you can go with it. And you went to another level and behind the scenes. I don't remember if we talked about this on CBS, but you were like, hey, I can't, like, you know, you told Frank, you're like, I don't know if I can put the effort and blah, blah, blah. And then you, the output you put was like the best ones you had ever done before.
I mean, I don't call the Welsh after many CBS podcasts that I watch, but I was immediately on the phone. I was like, Scott White is killing these Valentine's poems. And he, and that was when Welsh told me, he was like, and he said he wasn't even sure if he's going to have time to do it. And you just crushed it. It was awesome. Great.
I like to keep expectations low so that, you know,
and then deliver.
Who knows if inspiration was going to strike or not. I didn't want to make any promises I couldn't live up to, but
Eric Fetty is your, when Eric Fetty's your muse.
Yeah.
Inspiration is definitely going to strike. We all know that now. So
that is true. A lot of Eric, you know, I we've seen him make two spring starts, right? Eric Fetty. And didn't it exactly knock my socks off in either? He's talked about not having the feel for the slider yet and other things. I don't know. I don't know that there's a little bit of love lost there with Eric Fetty, perhaps. Though I do still consider him a sleeper. I feel like I've raised the bar for him so much. Like he's now getting drafted earlier than I'm usually ready to go for.
Where was it though? Because like, I think I'm in my TGFBI and he still hasn't gone and we're almost in the 400 and he's on my queue. By the way,
he's almost in the 400. I mean,
I know that that doesn't seem like he's getting pushed up there at least.
I don't know if they see they're drafting with me and they're like, oh, I got to take Fetty now.
That's probably it.
No, any draft I'm in, O'Neal Cruz all of a sudden goes in the, you know, 35 or 40 or something like that. So no, I totally listen. I would love to go through and talk about all of the interesting things about Scott White, because I know many of them, the many of the things you don't know, the love of The Walking Dead that we share in conversation, the video game knowledge that Scott White has, how he can wrap a present better than you. These are all things that some may know.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Oh, little pieces of that I know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise-ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
But just, we are
just
here.
The tip of the iceberg, Welsh.
It is just the tip of the Scott White iceberg. But we are here in draft forum for an overall preparation. And there's only so much time a Scott White can give you. So let's get into it, gentlemen, and let's talk about some of this stuff. The first thing, we're going to be taking kind of an overarching approach, getting into Scott's head about an overall like draft preparation. But the big thing that's looming, and I almost didn't want to do this because we're going to probably record the open when we have more information. But I wanted to get your take a little bit on this Gerrit Cole situation that's going on, because I know I saw you tweet about the cost right now. So much so that you were saying you wouldn't touch him until like the 6th round until you have information. And there's a lot of different ways I can go with this, and I am going to go with this. But let's start just with that real quick on the basis that you, if you were drafting right now, or let's say, you know, people are listening to this and there isn't information, like why the 6th round? If you're even drafting him at all, like, don't you think like a guy like Gerrit Cole, you either give him the benefit of the doubt and you jump in and you take some type of a discount, or like what would make the 6th round the point where you're willing to risk it?
Well, I guess I was just looking at the players drafted in that range and just to consider some of the starting pitchers that tend to go there. I mean, that's where you get into like the Grayson Rodriguez's and Yuri Perez's. And so you're kind of beyond the obvious aces into guys you're kind of speculating on their upside. And so that is the point where it's like, okay, you know, I'm already taking a bit of a gamble here at starting pitcher. So I'm going to also take the gamble that this isn't like a season ending injury for Gerrit Cole, but it's obviously kind of arbitrary, right? I mean, and it's, yeah, you're right. It's an awkward time to talk about it because within 24, 36, 48 hours at most, probably from us recording this, we're going to know a lot more. And maybe we're still drafting him at the 1-2 turn at that point, because it's not a big deal. Just rest it for a week, still be ready to go for the first week of the season. Or maybe he's headed in for Tommy John surgery and nobody's drafting him at all. So
that's the easy one. That's the easy one. Like, I'll tell you off air, I told Bog, I'll just say it. I think it's going to be not good news. I don't know if it's going to be the devastating news. And I think Blake Snell is signing with the Yankees. And I think his IMOG thing from a day or two ago was the Yankees reaching out, knowing that there's something going on. That's my overarching opinion of it. But I think those are easy. He's not hurt. Go back. Nothing to see here. You know, Wizard of Oz. He's hurt. Tommy John. He's off the board. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Middle ground for a second. What would be and what will be your approach if they say, hey, listen, this is a thing, couple weeks, you know, we'll see how it tests, blah, blah, blah. They give you a, we think he'll be back by April or by the end of April. So let's say like they're trying to build in a month with a tiny bit of risk. What does that Gerrit Cole draft look like over the next couple weekends?
That's probably where he comes in at round six for me. Okay. Again, so that's probably where I guess there's a possibility he does stay there and doesn't. You know, I did tweet out earlier, okay, yeah, round six. If you have to draft today or tomorrow, round six is probably where you start looking at Gerrit Cole. It's either going to be too high or too low. And so that's why I'd rather you just put off your draft if it's possible. He's too pivotal of a player to leave him, you know, hanging in the breeze like that. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's if it does end up being that he's out for all of April, that's basically what we think of as the Kodai Senga timeline, right?
Yeah.
Late April, early May. And how much has his ADP fallen with that?
Yeah, it's been decimated. I mean, Bradish is sitting out there and it's like, obviously the thing is super scary, but they're also saying he's kind of like going to throw and blah, blah, blah. And he is plummeting, absolutely plummeting.
Bradish, I think is a little bit different of a situation because it's like either this is going to work or it's going to be season ending surgery. And I think, I don't know. I give it at best 50-50 odds that it's
like Tanaka is the only guy that like lasted long, right? With that type of a deal where it's like, you're probably going to need
it.
Yeah. Maybe
he's a famous case. I know. I mean, Zach Gallen a couple years ago had UCL. They called it a sprain, but you know, a sprain would be some degree of tear. And, you know, he had a rough year while that was going on, but he's been basically fine since, been a high end pitcher in fantasy. So there have been a number of pitchers who, you know, I think there have been times where it's just been called elbow sprain and they don't mention UCL and they don't mention the word tear. So we kind of put it out of our minds.
Those three letters kind of change the entire scope. Yeah. UCL changed everything of how we're looking at any of these guys.
Right. So to get back to the Senga comparison, because I mean, a shoulder for Senga, but it's not like the shoulder injury that causes you to have this season ending surgery. You know, it's something that he should be able to get past. And so going to miss a month. He's dropped like 100 spots in ADP. I don't know that Cole needs to fall that much because he's a higher level of pitcher than Senga. But I think people are going to be, maybe if it ends up being that same timetable for Gerrit Cole, they're probably going to be a little overly cautious with him. And I think there's a good chance you could get him beyond round six, probably, if that's what happens. And I think I'd try to hold out as long as I could reasonably justify it, because it's a potential for great value there if that's what it ends up being. But obviously, we're working with a hypothetical scenario.
I do feel like there's a lot of things that just give us the answer. You know, like we said before, hey, it's all good. Draft is normal.
the bad. We know the bad. It's that gray area that's really tough to navigate, where especially if they do something like this, like hey, he's going to start on the season with the IL. He's going to go a couple weeks. Then we're going to let him throw a little bit and see how he reacts. And that ambiguousness of it, that's the thing that's going to terrify us. And I think that's the thing that could make a fall outside of like a sixth round and closer to like an eighth or ninth round possible. But if they are a little just more like, hey, listen, he shut down, he'll be back, we expect him back by, you know, May 1st or something like that, then I think that's where it could push anywhere from a fourth to sixth round. Because I could see a scenario, I wasn't really drafting Cole, but I could see a scenario where I go hitter. I really, for whatever reason, I've loved to take pitchers in the third round. Give me a Kirby or a Pablo Lopez. And then in the fourth, maybe I would be comfortable sliding in and taking a Cole if I had like a firm date. But it is hard to kind of talk about this in specifics, but it may also lead us to an answer on Blake Snell, which are some of the guys we haven't had answers to, Bogman.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully Snell and Montgomery sign pretty quick here, but where are you taking them right now, Scott? What is your approach to these guys? I mean, maybe Snell signs tomorrow if it is really bad news about Garrett Cole. But Jordan Montgomery, I mean, these Boris guys are just holding out for more and more money. You know, it doesn't matter, but we are 17 days away from the main start, 9 days away from the early start. So it's crunch time. We need to get these guys on a team here. What are you doing with them?
I mean, the longer they go unsigned, the more you have to move them down, right? It'd be different if they were hitters, but pitchers require a buildup. And
right,
like you're saying, we're less than 3 weeks out. If Blake Snell signed today, when could you reasonably expect him to pitch? I haven't heard a lot about what these guys are doing on their own. Maybe they're making efforts to build up on their own. I don't know.
You would think.
I don't know if the team would put much stock in that. Obviously, they're not being able to
monitor it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of, we don't have a great precedent for this. But we are kind of at the breaking point now where you can't expect either of them, Snell or Montgomery, if they sign today, I don't think, to be ready for the first time through the rotation. And
did you start moving them down at all? Like, the only thing I could argue is like Zach Gallen just threw his first innings in a spring training game on Thursday, like 4 days ago. But he had been doing like bullpen sessions and running and sessions.
Been watching him. Yeah.
And he's been working and training and doing drills and blah, blah, blah. But he hasn't been throwing in a game. So if these guys, presumably they are, I mean, Boris is Boris, but like not going to be idiots. They're not going to be sitting home. I mean, I know Blake Snell has a Twitch, but I can't imagine he's just sitting here playing MLB The Show. Like, he's out working. They could get going. But did you do what I moved Snell down, and I was like kind of one of the higher guys on Snell. I am getting worried. And if you think like, oh, you're not going to make your first turn to the start, you've already lost that. You're almost getting to the point where these guys might as well just start the season on the IL because they're missing two or three starts. Like, what is there like a quantitative, like, yes, they are down 10 pitching spots, or like, how are you managing both of them, and have you started moving them?
So I did move them down a couple weeks ago, probably due to move them down again. I think the last time I took Snell was TGFBI, which was about 2 weeks ago. And I still took him, was it round six, middle of round six? That's a 15 team league, it's worth pointing out. So it was, you know what? I think it was later than that. I think it was around pick 90. I took Blake Snell.
Really?
I was thrilled to get him there, especially in a league that deep where the high end pitching doesn't normally last that long. I know I have him higher than that in my rankings by probably 20 spots. And maybe that's about the point where I need to pull him down, because that is, you know, I don't know exactly how much time it would be at the start of the year. I said probably you couldn't expect him to make his first turn, but it may be two or three turns. He's not, you can't reasonably expect Snell to make. And he still hasn't signed yet. It's worth pointing out. Could be another week and a half. Who knows? Mm-hmm. And so then you're probably talking about maybe he misses all of April. And if that's the case, we had performance concerns for Snell, I would say, given all his control issues and consistency issues. There's a lot of upside there, obviously, particularly in the strikeout department. But it's not like he's a sure thing, particularly if he's hurrying to build up. You know, I could just see that being like this Jenga tower that causes him his whole season to blow up. And there's so much potential for that to happen with Snell anyway, that it's, I don't know that he needs to be drafted much earlier than 90, at least until he signs and we start to get a clearer timeline for him.
There's also like a little bit of like chicken and the egg. What comes first? Because there's a part of me that's like, you got to think these guys might know this too. And do they want to put themselves into signing a 1-year big incentive lace deal when they haven't been working and feel they might be more susceptible to blowing up this year, which would cost them a longer term deal. So it's like the not getting the money leads them to being behind, which the further you're behind and not on a team, the less you want to sign that deal to hurt your long-term aspects of it. So it's an interesting scope of all of it. But I think at this point, the approach is moving these guys down as you can. And as the days go by, you move them down. Let's get into some more draft-based Scott White things, like the do's and don'ts. This is a very upbeat. This is kind of a subjective thing. Like you can kind of go where you want with it, but we're going to talk about some of your maybe favorite power and speed aspects, a couple prospects that might come up early and some sleepers and busts, but a couple do's and don'ts that jump to your mind for drafts this coming weekend. It could be taking risks, too many rookies, not taking your beautiful strikeout pitchers. What are a couple Scott White do's and don'ts?
Well, a couple of them, I would say the biggest one this year is to do go big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
To betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. On outfielders. When in doubt, go with an outfielder. Because that is the position, the hitter position, that just... there's no comparison between it and the infielder. Particularly if you're talking in a 5-outfielder league. Like, if you don't get... if you don't get 3 of those spots filled, I would say within the first 75, 80, maybe 90 picks, it's going to get ugly fast and you're going to regret it. I think that's the easiest way to mess up your draft. The shallower the league, I would say the more critical it is, even because, you know, you talk about some of those like head to head lineup leagues without the corner infield, middle infield spots. I mean, the outfield is the clearest place where you're going to fall behind your competition if you don't make that a priority early on.
It's an arms race in the outfield for sure. Well, do you have any other do's and don'ts for us?
Yeah, I can keep going with that. So don't ignore runs in RBI. And maybe nobody does this anyway, but this is a problem I've had in recent years because I like in Tout Wars the last couple of years, very high finish in home runs, very low finish in both runs in RBI. And you're like, how does that for most of my time playing fantasy? It's like, all right, if you balance out the home runs, the stolen bases, the runs in RBI, they're going to be there. It's not something you have to focus. You have to emphasize, but finding that to be less the case. I don't know if it's because, you know, I have theories why it could be the case. One of them is just specialization, fewer hitters playing every day and that impacting their counting stats. But
also maybe those teams, how was the batting average on those teams? Because I think it's interesting you say that, because the overarching, when you think of power hitters, you're like, oh, it covers my runs and it covers my RBIs. And this is a 3 category player, even if he doesn't hit for average, but that's not the case. There are
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.